It was a celebratory tone in Juneau today during the inauguration ceremony for Governor Bill Walker and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott. After opening songs by the Mount St. Elias dancers, David Katsik gave a traditional welcome that emphasized the unity campaign's theme.
Say it loud.
Proceed.
Say it like you mean it.
Proceed.
It means together, together, together. There's not a thing we cannot accomplish.
Both Walker and Mallott were sworn in, sharing a stage with outgoing Governor Sean Parnell, as well as U.S. Senator-elect Dan Sullivan. Dressed in traditional Tlingit regalia, Mallott's short address focused on political bipartisanship and cultural empowerment.
Whether we wear Carhartts, blue jeans, fancy suits, or silk ties, whether we fish, whether we work with our hands, we can empathize. We can know from Angoon to Anaktuvik Pass and Anchorage that we Alaskans can be one.
Mallott concluded with a call to rise as one, the motto at this year's Alaska Federation of Natives meeting. After thanking all those who helped his campaign, Governor Walker gave an emotional personal account of his own life. He says it mirrors the narrative of the state he now leads.
My family story is Alaska's story. You know, I remember my parents' efforts and advocacy for statehood. Forever etched in my memory is the very day that 8 stars of the Alaska flag became the 49th star on the United States of America flag.
Walker said inclusivity and transparency will be the hallmarks of his administration. He gave a general nod to expanding energy programs as the way to fix the state's troubled budget outlook.
Today, oil was hovering in the $70 range. We're heading for some lean times. There is no reason we cannot turn that around. We live in one of the most resource-rich states in the nation and one of the richest countries in the world. The key to every growing economy is low-cost energy. We don't have a resource problem in Alaska. We have a distribution problem.
Walker's address was light on specific policy points, although he pledged to immediately begin work to expand Medicaid coverage in Alaska. Later, he appointed Valerie Davidson as the new commissioner of the Department of Health and Social Services. Davidson championed Medicaid expansion in her former job with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. Walker also named former Democratic legislator Sam Cotton as his acting commissioner of Fish and Game. Marty Rutherford, who held a post in the Department of Natural Resources during Sarah Palin's administration, will be rejoining the agency as a deputy commissioner.